Hello and welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I'm Bruce Salen, and today's topic is, as usual, based on this week's A Dad's Point of View column. It is called, What Will I Leave My Boys? And it's not about leaving them money or material things, which is what we tend to think about. So stay tuned as we discuss this. I also have a very special guest today, Lori Burns, who will be talking about her life story and what she does. We'll leave it at that. You will be most interested in her story and what she has to say. We have Wayne Levine for The Men's Room, Pastor Drew Sams for Teen Rap. And if you have something you'd like me to discuss or you have an issue you want to take up with me, feel free to email me at bruce@brucesalen.com. Also, of course, follow me at Bruce Salen, and please do like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. There's a new A Dad's Point of View comic strip, which is called Because I Said So out. It's called Where Do You Want to Eat? And I think it's darn funny. It is illustrated by the wonderful Michael Voog of Voog Designs. That's VOOGDESIGNS.com if you want to reach him. He's a caricaturist, and he does so much more. We have a new store at BruceSalen.com if you want to get some gimmicks and gizmos and other stuff. Actually, not gizmos, more clothes and accessories with Michael's great art. Just go to BruceSalen.com and find the store. Last night, I was invited to participate in a tweet up or a Twitter party or an announcement or a Hollywood extravaganza, because that's what it seemed like. It was to announce the launch of the new Ricky Lake show, which is going to be on television daily in the fall. There are two amazing women that coordinated the event last night who are, I don't know what you'd call them, social media divas and producers. They have been on my radio show, and I had the actual pleasure of finally meeting both Dabney Port and Britt McCallion, who hosted last night's event. I also got to meet, and it's so interesting in the world of social media, because you know I talk about this a lot, I got to meet so many of my virtual friends, and when you have had these kind of relationships in social media and then you finally meet these people in person, sometimes, and most of the time, I find it to be such a kick. You look at each other, and I met, for instance, a woman who I adore online, whose name is Jody Oaken, and she does a chat that follows my dad chat called College Cash, and we looked at each other, and it was like almost like an old romance, like an old flame. I mean, it wasn't romantic. I don't mean to imply that. It was just this great feeling of seeing somebody that we had a great, you know, connection with virtually, and then got to actually, again, I'm using a sexual reference, forgive me, we got to consummate it by, you know, hugging and talking and just enjoying meeting each other. And the same applied with Rebel Brown, who I've had a great online relationship. Lori Marino, who I've met many times in person, was there and is just incredible. I met Alicia Dunhams for the first time. Turns out I've been following her, and she lives in the Bay Area, and she is incredible, mother of a 10-year-old. I met Teresa of Cupcake Cutie Kit. Her Twitter handle is Cupcake Cutie Kit. And she informed me that I had been calling her Andy for the last few months. And her name's Teresa, of course, and she just has been laughing that she had yet to kind of correct me, and we got to meet. I also met for the first time actress Jane May Graves, who was gracious enough to share with me her lip gloss that she sells, a watermelon flavor, and she applied it directly, and it was certainly one of the highlights of an otherwise incredible evening. I also saw my friend, the wonderful singer Susan K. Wyatt, who has raised the queen. I saw the guy behind an incredible dad website called How to Be a Dad, Charlie and Andy. And I met for the first time Alana Pratt, who's been a guest on my show. And I had been warned, I guess, by Kimberly Blaine, the go-to mom, that Alana is much more powerful and much more of a presence in person. And Kimberly said, when she walks in the room, you will know it. And it couldn't have been more true. She walks in and she's this dynamo. Now, all of that was great, but then I also got to reunite with Ricky Lake, who was the evening was all about. And Ricky Lake is a woman who has gone through so much in her life. She has grown in so many different ways. She is starred in movies and her own talk show, and now she's launching a whole new talk show with a very serious amount of social media presence, building a following with a group of us called Friends of Ricky, of which I was honored to be one of the few men that are part of this group. I think the show will actually have appeal to both men and women. And it was fun, and you can see all of what happened last night on Ustream, or you could probably just Google Ricky Lake, and you'll get all sorts of links about what happened. I was actually fortunate to be one of the many people that got to sit with Ricky and speak briefly on Ustream, along with all the other great friends of Ricky. Anyway, it was fun. We went to a wonderful place afterwards, and I drank too many margaritas, but we won't talk about that. There are sponsor slots open, and in fact, I think Ricky Lake should be not only on my show, but maybe even we should do something together. We have a studio up here in Santa Barbara, and I think it would be incredible for, with all the local talent that actually live here, celebrities from Oprah to so many others that live in the Santa Barbara area, that maybe Ricky Lake and her team can use our wonderful TV studio up here at KZSB AM 1290, which is where I broadcast live, even though we air on other stations across the country. I think it would be wonderful to find some way to do something together, and maybe we can. But regardless, last night was fun. Ricky, best of luck with your show in the fall. You have a natural presence, charm, intellect, and grace that goes beyond. It's just there's something about you that is appealing, in my opinion, to men and women. You are not threatening. You are so open and giving to other people, and it was just a joy. Tonight we have Dad Chat, which I talk about every Thursday. It's going to be a provocative one, and you'll hear more about it with our special guest, Lori Burns. But before I forget, it is time for another A Dad's Point of View life lesson. So let's listen.
You got to action to wait the positive elimi. I need the negative. Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between.
All right.
You got to spread joy.
I'm Bruce Salen, and this is A Dad's Point of View. Allowance must be earned. I fear the present generation of kids is more spoiled than any other in history. Many of the jobs that my generation had, like a paper route, are no longer available. School requirements are often so daunting and much greater than they were in the past. So be sure your kids at least earn their allowance in your own home. Make them responsible for things around the house. Giving anyone something for nothing only teaches them to expect something for nothing. I'm Bruce Salen. Find me at brucesalen.com, and please be the best dad or mom you can be.
Bruce Salen, that's one of you.
Well, I think that life lesson is self-explanatory. I truly, sincerely believe that allowance must be earned, and I'll leave it at that. I want to briefly just read to you some of the things that are part of today's topic. What will I leave my boys? Some people talk about it being a living will, where you leave behind something that talks about your values. And here, very quickly, because we don't have much time in this segment, I'm going to tell you some of the things that are in my column, which you can find at brucesalen.com, that I want to leave my boys. In no order. Tikkun Olam, which means repair the world. Do what you can to make the world a better place. Fight for meaning in your life. I believe the Occupy Wall Street protests are an example of nothing and no meaning. But there are a lot real fights to be fought, and I want my boys to stand up and do that. I do believe in the corny phrase, what goes around comes around. So be aware of what you say and what you do. I'm also old-fashioned. I say always open the door for the ladies in your life. Another thing, without a doubt, is that your word is your bond. I also believe that when you give, you always get. That means when you give to others, you always get. Stop taking things personally. Not everything is about you, so don't take it personally is another thing that I would like to leave my boys. One other is to sleep on it. Whatever it is that's bothering you, don't act rashly. Okay, it will be there tomorrow. Sleep on it. You might do better. I've talked often about the concept of this too shall pass, which applies to both the good and bad in life. We will come back to some more of these because we are out of time, and I have Wayne Levine waiting in the wings for the men's room.
Yeah.